Okay, this message is going to be called Gazing Stock, G-A-Z-I-N-G, Stock. And the reference is Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verse 33. The Apostle Paul was made a gazing stock, a spectacle. He was in constant, non-stop warfare in public view. Paul's life was an example of how to stand and fight the good fight of faith. The church today has no idea how to stand in the midst of non-stop warfare and persecution. There is no real concept of the enemy and his strategies to beat down God's ministers who are exposing his lies. People of today have no idea what real warfare is or how to stand. They have a childish idea on how to stand, since they don't know how to use the sword of the Spirit. They want to pray away the wiles of the devil, while only the Word of God can destroy the work of the devil, not prayer. It is the sword of the Spirit. So the Apostle Paul had constant assaults, spirit, soul, and body, to deal with. And God did not set him free from this. He allowed it, and Paul seemed to know why, even though he had asked for deliverance, and God had said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." So, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Those are the scriptural references for that part of the message. And then the cross-reference of those scriptures is Job chapter 2, verses 3 through 7, where it states, "But Job was a perfect and upright man, but God allowed Satan to afflict him." Paul's life of warfare is compared to Job. But God himself said Job was perfect. But there are many bad interpretations of the book of Job. So, the Word of God tells us that Jesus himself learned through suffering. Hebrews 5, verse 8. He had to go through everything we go through in order to minister to us. The enemy comes to rob you of the Word of God. He wants to beat down your faith and leave you in doubt and unbelief, making you unable to be an able minister of the gospel. God wants to anoint us to be an overcomer, but real warfare separates those who are willing to stand from those who give up. We go from faith to faith, level to level. God moves us from the valley to the mountaintop, where we rest for a season, then it starts over. It is how he authors and finishes our faith. No pain, no gain. Suffering is part of growing spiritually, and there is no getting around it. Learning to move through these trying times is called warfare, and for the most part, you're on your own, since during these times you find out most of your friends are about as helpful as Job's. People simply do not know how to minister to those who are in heavy, oppressive warfare. So get used to that. It's you and Jesus. Jesus asked his best friends to pray with him in his most desperate hour, and they all went to sleep. Job's friends condemned him and argued with him while he was sick and suffering. Well, with friends like this, who needs any enemies? During this time is when you find Jesus will show up, since he is the only person who really knows what you're going through. People will try to encourage you and pray for you, but when warfare goes on for long periods of time, you will find most will not stay the course. They will start finding fault with you and your faith. So just read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 through chapter 12, verse 10. Paul talks about his suffering and how during this time when he is made weak is when the power of the anointing rests upon him. He becomes supernatural through Christ by becoming weak. Becoming weak in order to be made strong is not something that is taught today, and teaching others how to suffer is not going to go over well with anyone who is living a life unto themselves. So the church today is not equipped to teach or train others on how to stand against the wiles of the devil. They want to pray it all away. This type of warfare is fought one way and one way only, through the power of the Word of God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit working in you. You abiding in the Word and the Word producing fruit allows the Holy Spirit to increase your strength, spirit, soul, and body day by day. It is the Word being made flesh in your life. Prayer will not produce that. Now, for those who are not seeking word revelation, don't worry about this type of warfare. This is only going to come on those who want to have the mind of Christ and are pressing on to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The prosperity seekers will never get this far, and seeking your own life here on earth will not bring you a new mind, only add to your carnal mind concepts. This is for those who, like Paul, have become dead to this world and know God has much more treasure hidden for us as we pursue His mind. Wherein are hidden all the treasures of the Godhead bodily. This pursuit is for real treasure hunters who have moved to higher ground in the Spirit. The enemy will attempt to kill you and try to destroy your life. If you are gaining access to these treasures and mysteries. So, how can we sum this up? We need much more insight on how to move from faith to faith. There is much more we need to learn on how to stand against the wiles of the devil. And only the Holy Spirit can teach us how to move on into the territory where no man has gone before. Only He can equip us to stay the course of this pursuit. Yes, we may get off course at times, but this journey has always been a mission impossible. So it's not by might or by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.